Starting today, the U.S. is banning travel from South Africa and seven other nearby countries. Canada, the U.K., and the European Union took similar steps following the emergence of a new COVID-19 variant called Omicron. Here's President Biden at the White House today.
Sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it.
For more now, we're joined by NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow. And Scott, COVID-19 rates were already going up ahead of Thanksgiving. Now there's this new variant. What did the president say today that his administration would do about it?
Yeah, he first of all, he talked a little bit about those travel restrictions, conceding they will not stop this new variant from making its way into the United States, you know, if it's not here already, but said that it's a step that can be taken to slow things down so that the country can better respond. Biden repeatedly stressed that the United States is better prepared for this latest strain than it would have been early on in the COVID-19 pandemic. His message boiled down to three main points. First of all, Biden kept saying this is a cause for concern, but please do not panic. He seemed to be trying to stress the fact that the administration is taking a lot of steps and just hoping that some of those steps are not needed. It's trying to overcompensate in a way. Second, we heard something that Biden has been saying for months and months and months, continuing to urge people to get vaccinated and if they're eligible to be boosted. And lastly, Biden told Americans that if, and again, it is a really big if, we just do not know right now, if for some reason new vaccines would be needed for this variant, he says that the administration has been in touch with the big vaccine producers and they would be ready to act as quickly as possible while still doing that safely.
Okay, lots of ground to cover there. So let's go to number two, that point you just mentioned about vaccines and boosters. Here's what the president said about having more information about that later this week.
On Thursday, I'll be putting forward a detailed strategy outlining how we're going to fight COVID this winter, not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more.
So at this point, if you have wanted to get a vaccine or a booster, you likely have at least thought about it or have already done it. So what else can the administration do to convince unvaccinated Americans to get this shot as the variant sort of surges towards us?
I mean, honestly, not that much, right? The administration and officials at the state level, at cities levels, at all levels of government, started by urging Americans, by bribing them in a sense with lotteries and all sorts of giveaways. Then there was this big push for mandates. You have a lot of big businesses and universities, and in the last step, the federal government requiring vaccines in a lot of places. The numbers have gone up. I don't have the latest number in front of me, but it is certainly a high percentage of Americans have received shots. I think the exception to what you said about everyone who wanting one getting one already is the five and up children who just recently became available to get vaccines. I know a lot of people are still trying to schedule those first or second doses for their kids. But yeah, other than that, I think it's pretty clear here that if you wanted to be vaccinated, you've been vaccinated already. And Biden's going to keep trying, but it's hard to see anything he says at this point driving up numbers.
You had mentioned that the president was talking to Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson about contingency plans. What would that involve? Is that making adjustments to the vaccines to account for this new variant?
Yeah, and to be clear, the president was speaking pretty hypothetically about this and pretty top level, but basically saying that there have been conversations that, you know, Pfizer and Moderna especially have said they're already working on this just in case. And Biden said he would urge them again if this would be needed. And I think Dr. Fauci has said that we will not know this for several weeks at minimum. That he would urge them and use federal resources to get those vaccines developed as quickly as possible while still being safe, which of course is a very tricky balance that we've been talking about one way or another for almost 2 years now.
Tricky politically as well. The president is trying to keep the economy steady. Markets, of course, sank after this news came out. The markets are not the economy. We know that. They've since risen again. But how much of this speech was geared to trying to soothe some jitters that might be felt over this in the economy?
I mean, I think the speech was all about soothing jitters, whether that's just people wondering, oh, no, what does this do for my daily life again, or economic forces, right? I mean, there are a lot more questions than answers at this point, and the gist of what Biden was saying was the administration is ready to deal with this. So I think that was a big part of it, and you're right. It's a It's a tricky time economically. Biden's approval ratings have really dropped in a large part because of the weirdness of the economy that the slow, strange COVID recovery has put in place. So I think another variant, if it is as serious as people worry, would certainly be incredibly bad news for the Biden administration.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.